Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 10:08 a.m. here in the great Northeast. That's what my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me. Well, it also tells me it's Wednesday, December 3rd, year of our Lord, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but salute today thanks to John, like Robert W. Bobby Baird of Shavertown, Raymond Miley of Tannersville, formerly of Carbondale, and Richard Figler of Old Forge. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, letting you know that we're committed to common sense and we will provide a sanctuary of sanity in a world that's gone mad, especially the Democrat Party. It just, I don't know. What are you going to say? You can't say much more. Well, our next guest, I am so excited over this. I met his daughter and I knew her. And she happened to say, you know, that's Chuck Wepner's my dad. I said, Chuck Wepner. He was my old buddy, one of my best buddy, Jerry Tomasetti's friend. They had fought three times. And I said, obviously, I followed his career. He was the inspiration for Rocky, the movie. And in addition, not just that, but Rocky III, when Rocky fought Thunderlips, because Chuck Wepner fought Andre the Giant. An amazing career, and it all started in Bayonne, New Jersey. Chuck Wepner, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm great. What an honor to speak with you. My friend Jerry Thomas said he talked glowingly about you often.
Jerry was one of the toughest guys I ever fought. We had three fights, and boy, every one of them was a war.
Now, I thought that he had won the first one back in 1964, but he won the last of your fights.
No, I won the first one, he won the second, and I won the third.
Yeah, okay, because you had to have a rubber match, and you fought in Madison Square Garden. I mean, amazing.
I fought there eight times. I fought in the Garden more than anybody except for Emil Griffin.
It's
who was the welterweight champion of the world.
Now, you're born Bayonne, New Jersey. You grow up poor. It is your bedroom was a former coal shack attached to the house.
Yeah, well, my mother and my brother and I moved in there after my mother and father split up, and that's the only place we had to live. My grandmother was the superintendent of a building and grandfather, and they made up a former coal shed and cleaned it up and all, and that's where I lived until I was 13.
Wow. Now, you're in high school. You're getting involved in sports. You're a big kid. You turn out to be 6'5". But you joined the Marines early. You get inspired, and you join the Marines.
Yep. I saw the movie Battle Cry with all the beautiful women and good times. I made me a Marine. I joined when I was 17.
Now, what? That comes out later in a funny story. You knocked down Muhammad Ali in 1975 during your championship fight.
Ninth round.
And you went to the corner and you tell Al Braverman, Al, is this true? He says, Al, start the car. We're going to the bank. We're going to be millionaires.
I told him because it didn't look like he was going to get up, but he got up at the count of nine. And the fight went 15 rounds. Yeah, he was a great fighter, and we became great friends later on in life.
How quick was he?
How quick was Muhammad? I kept trying to cut him off because that's the way I fought. And every time I got him in a corner or against the ropes, he'd throw four or five punches and he was gone. He was very quick.
Yeah. Man, it's amazing. You look through your career. And by the way, Braverman responded when you said, start the car. He said, you better turn around. He's getting up and he looks pissed.
Right? That's exactly what he said. And he was.
Chuck Webner's our guest of boxing fame. And, man, you did it all in the boxing ring. You really did. Your fights, I'm looking through a George Foreman. You fought another local character who I love. He's still around, my buddy Tommy Sheehan.
Yeah, yep, Tommy Sheehan, too. Yeah, he was a good guy, tough guy. You got all tough guys up there in Pennsylvania. I think that's their middle name. Everybody's middle name is tough.
You fought Dwayne Bobick, the Olympic champion. Man, you go through your fight. And then, of course, in the middle of all that, Muhammad Ali. Unbelievable.
Yeah, we fought all the tough guys. In those days, that was 50 years ago, you had to fight everybody when you were coming up. You know, you didn't sidestep anybody. Nowadays, these kids run off 20 in a row against their brother-in-law, their cousin, and who the hell did they fight? And then they fight for $1 million. I made less than that in my whole career.
Well, the Ali fight you got $100,000 for, right?
Right. Wow. Don King was my promoter. Yep, paid me $100,000. It was a big payday.
Now, you fought Sonny Liston. You said he was, even though you've also fought guys like Joe Bugner and Ali and George Foreman, you said Sonny Liston was the biggest puncher you fought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At that time, he had like a 90% knockout ratio, and he could punch. Sonny threw everything short and hard, and I still went 10 rounds with him, and I was chasing him when he stopped the fight.
Now, you were a guy at a certain point in your career that they had to get through to get to the higher echelon, right?
Right. That's right. That's what they called me, the buffer.
Chuck Webner's our guest of boxing fame. Now, your career, all during your career, and they said in the Ali fight, that was the first time you had a chance to train full time, and you really showed it because 15 rounds today, nobody can even imagine going that long.
No, they don't do it anymore. They stopped a little after me, you know, and I used to get up in the morning, do my road work, come back, take a shower, go to work all day, and then go to the gym at night. I never trained full-time for a fight except for that one fight with Ali, and Don King sent me to camp, and like Don King said, I turned his water into wine. That was what I was saying. Because nobody figured it would go more than four or five rounds. I went 15.
Oh, Lord. Well, your durability was a big deal. Now, Sylvester Stallone, he is aware, very much aware of you. And you had to sue to get justice there.
I had to go to court, and it was straightened out at a court, you know.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back to court, and the judge told him, he said, Mr. Stallone, he said to his lawyer, Mr. Adelson, he says, if I were you, I'd make a deal with Mr. Wepner, because if you don't, I'm going to make the deal, and you're not going to like the numbers.
Oh, my gosh. So now, was part of that court action, was part of that about, remember he fought the Thunder Lips as part of Rocky III? Was part of that where he sort of was mimicking your career?
He mimicked my career, my whole career after. He made the movies, all those movies, every one of them mimics something about my career. Thunder Lips, the black guy, Mr. T.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, it was, you know, the wrestler Thunder Lips, like you said. But, and in the last movie, the promoter in the movie that promoted the fight in Rocky V was Don King.
Yes.
The big fur coat and the hat and everything. So he said, you're great to... You see, your great news, and we want to tell the world about it. That's all right with me, as long as you pay me.
And so you and Stallone, though, eventually became friends.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we became friends for 30 years, and then we had a, you know, we broke up our friendship over the suit, you know, but it was terrible. I didn't really want to do it, but my lawyers hooked me into it, and, I had to sue him, and I went out to San Diego with him, and we sat down and we straightened it out.
Nice. And he admitted it later. He admitted it outright that you were the inspiration for Rocky.
I had him on film. I had him on TV shows. I had him on seven or eight different times. Yeah, he admitted it. And to this day, a lot of people call me either Chuck Champ or Rocky. One of the three. I don't know what they call me. Well, they don't call me late for dinner.
Now, you were always looking for a way to make a buck, and one way you decided was to go into the ring with Andre the Giant. Could you tell us about that?
Oh, it was great. He was, at that time, he was 7'4", and he weighed 530 pounds, and he was a national celebrity, so they figured out, let's make a mixed match. And I said to them, well, if I'm going to fight a wrestler, I'm going to fight my style, Bayonne style. And they said, what's that? I said, rabbit punches, low blows. I mean, that's the way I fought. I mean, a lot of friends of mine from Scranton fought that style. That's why I like fighting guys from Scranton. Tough guys. And Jerry Thomas said he was one of the toughest guys I ever fought.
Oh.
And a real guy. I enjoyed fighting Jerry and then meeting him and hanging out with him, and we became good friends. I loved him.
He loved you too. He talked about you often, and just said what a great guy. But he said you were crazy now, Chuck.
Well, I had a lifestyle. I like wine, women, and song, and big cars. I always drove a Lincoln. Right now, I got a new Lincoln.
Nice.
But now I'm with my third wife, Linda, and none of that anymore. You know, I'm. She's got me down pat, and we're together now 32 years.
Nice.
And I'm talking about her. You know, Liz, she's...
Same birthday.
Yeah, same birthday, too, February 26th. We're born the same day.
Nice, nice. And yeah. I was born two days earlier, on February 24th.
So you're a Pisces, too.
Yeah, honored. Honored to be in the soup with you. Now, how big was Andre? You were 6'5". And,
yeah, he was 7'5", 550 pounds approximately. He said, Chuck, I gain and lose 10 pounds overnight. So look at how much I eat. But he was 550 pounds, and he was 7'5".
Now, Chuck Wepner, you were known for your partying. Did you get to drink with Andre the Giant? Because they said he could drink more than anyone on earth.
No, I didn't, because I was in training prior to the fight, and then afterwards, I was a big drinker in my life. I liked to party, but I didn't drink a lot. I liked my vodka, because that's because I'm Russian and Ukrainian. You know, those our people all love their vodka.
Yeah.
But I was there one time in a restaurant where they honored him, and he drank 122 nip bottles of beer. He liked his beer. He just sat there and put it up, right down. Then he got another one, and they clapped. The Japanese people loved them, and they clapped after every beer. They should have. I mean, that was amazing. I couldn't believe he kept going and going and going. But he was a character himself, and the wrestling lost a great champion of wrestling when he died, because he was the biggest star in wrestling at that time.
Yeah. Well, there was a movie, a 2017 movie about you called Chuck.
Yes.
Big stars. Liev Schreiber, Naomi Watts, Elizabeth Moss.
Yep, great. And they all did terrific, and they did me proud. The movie came out, and it slow started, but they picked up, and then went to Europe, and went all over, and it's showtime. They really pushed the movie near the end, and the movie's done quite well, and it's still being shown. I saw it last week. It was on 5 times in a 10-day period.
Nice. Chuck Wepner, what would you, what do you consider your legacy? You did so many things, and you were either on the fringe of fame or you were famous for almost your whole adult life. What's a highlight or two?
Condition and aggressiveness. And one of my highlights is marrying my third wife, Linda. She really turned the life around for me, because when I got home from the joint, I was headed back in the wrong direction again. You know, same people, same. And then I met Linda, and that was the end. Me and Linda for the rest of our lives.
Well, you had a pretty major drug problem, to the point where they sentenced you to 10 years in New Jersey, which I'm like, wow.
Right.
I guess you weren't a Biden, but...
You know what? Let me tell you something. They were bringing me into prison. I had 10 guys on a fence yelling, Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. I had my own cheering section. The warden Gray said to me, my man... who are you? These guys all cheering. Usually they're cheering when you're leaving. They're cheering you're coming in. I fought Ali. I was 15. And they made the movie Rocky about me. Oh, my man, you're the best. I gotta get your autograph. And they made me the boxing coach in 2 weeks. So I ran around in prison training guys, and it was all right. You know, I made a mistake, and I paid for it, and I straightened my life out.
And what an amazing life. The fame didn't change you either. Jerry Tomasetti told me that. He said fame didn't change him. He's who he is every day of the week, and no matter who he's with.
I try to be. I try to be, and... just because I got lucky and I got a break and the movie, and that shouldn't change. And it didn't with me. You know, I'm still in the same town, Bayonne, New Jersey. I've lived here my whole life. And I hang out with the same people that I grew up with. And I go to the same places. And, of course, I go a lot more places now, because I get comped and called all over the place. And, the fact that I fought Ali and that they made the movie Rocky about me did a lot for me. And I'm very thankful. Very thankful.
Chuck Wepner, what do you think about the state of boxing today?
The heavyweight division stinks. They got no real good heavyweight. They got a couple of young kids, but they haven't proven themselves yet. And it's the smaller guys, the little guys are the great fighters now. You know, the lightweights and the welterweights. But the heavyweight division, they got had two guys that are there, and one they beat each other once or twice. And there's no great heavyweights around.
Chuck Webner, and you talked about being a Bayonne street fighter, which you were, and you were known for that. And what do you think would have happened if there was MMA fighting around, which has major money behind it? Would you have done that?
Oh, sure. Are you kidding? Don King Donald Trump, the president, who ran the first couple, wanted me to fight Tex Cobb.
Wow.
First cage matches. That would have been a great fight, but I would have beat him.
That would have been the two toughest guys I've ever seen.
Yes.
Who would not? You couldn't knock him out. He couldn't knock you out.
Yeah, well, I'd beat him up, though. He became a friend of mine later, and I met him. He came to New York, and he was living in the back of a van because he had no money.
Yeah.
But I met him, a great guy, real good guy, and I took him out with me a couple of times, and he said to me, Chuck, I've done it all except for this. I don't know if I get to go out with you again. I said, Tex, you're just saying that. He said, no, I'm not. He said, man, 2 days in a row with no sleep? Well, that was my M.O., you know. I like to go out and have a good time, and I knew everybody and knew all the after-hours clubs, and it was a great life in them days.
Well, Jerry Tomasetti told me, he said, when I'd hang around with Chuck Webner, you didn't go to bed for the whole weekend, and then you were divorced at the end of it.
I got divorced twice, you know. My wife just didn't understand. But you know how that goes. I got number three now, and she's a keeper. She is so much fun, and she loves to have a good time. But she never drank. She didn't do drugs. The only thing she did was smoke. And when we got married, she quit that too. She quit smoking. And I don't know how the hell I ever wound up with her. She's too good for me. But I guess she wanted to straighten me out, and she did. We're together now, like I said, 32 years.
Wow. Amazing life. Just amazing. How old are you now, Chuck?
I'm 86.
86. And your health is good. I saw pictures of you with your daughter, and I've seen pictures of you recently. You look great.
Well, right now, you know, I've been fighting cancer for about 7 or 8 years. I had one taken out of my forehead, one from the top of my nose. I had my whole stomach taken out, and right now I have something called LARS, lower arterial resectioning cancer, and but I'm fighting it. You know, I'm down a few pounds in weight. I used to be, my good weight was like 230, 228, 230, and I'm down to about, 210 pounds, 212 pounds. So I lost a few pounds, but, hey, that comes with age, too.
Do you feel good?
Oh, yeah, I feel fine, and I still work. I'm working for a company called Allied Liquor, the biggest liquor company in the state of New Jersey and one of the biggest in the country, and I'm with great people. My bosses always gave me time off when I was fighting, and I got a great company I'm working for, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, everybody loves you, Chuck Webner. I'm so honored to have you on the show, and I thank you for your time. And we should. I hope we can talk again.
Oh, anytime, Bob. Just give Susan a call. My baby doll.
You got it.
That's another story. And someday when we got some time, I'll tell you about it. She's big and beautiful, just like all my daughters. I have four of them now. So.
Nice.
Anyway, it's good talking to you, Bob. Thank you so much for the call.
Great pleasure. Chuck Webner, the great Chuck Webner. We'll be back after this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Vasiliga. Today featuring one of his great companies, Vasiliga Hospitality. Hospitable they are. Bar, restaurants, all gorgeous. Great service. Amazing food from wings to steaks. The Old Brook Inn. By the way, throw in steak tartare and marrow there. 307 Springbrook Township. The Far Street Tavern. On Far Street in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. A reimagined neighborhood bar. And the brand new Queen City Tavern downtown Oliphant. Amazing. Timothy Willingham. He was only 61 when we lost him. November 25th at home. He was from Frackville. Born in Pottsville, graduate of Pottsville Area High School, class of 1983. He served us in the U.S. Navy, 1982 to 1990. He worked as a corrections officer at SCI Mahanoy City for 25 years and was a member of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Pottsville. He's survived by his wife of 26 years, Denise, sisters, and other relatives, Timothy Willingham. And on the phone with us, friend of the show, Joe from Berwick, who brought Tim to my attention. Joe, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Bob. Thank you. And I appreciate you featuring Tim. So, yeah, Tim was a good man. I worked with him for about a year. Well, I worked with him for his entire career that you mentioned, but for about a year, he and I were partners on the transport team, the prison transport team. We drove all over the state, a lot of time in Philly. And He took care of his wife. He retired at 25 years. That was as soon as he could retire. And he did that because his wife had physical limitations, and he was her full-time caretaker. So, you know, in honoring his memory, it just his wife needs prayer because she's by herself now. And aside from losing her husband, she has her own issues to deal with.
Yeah. You're dealing with some incredibly tough characters, particularly in the transport side of prison, which unfortunately I had a lot of experience with. Tell me, you had to trust your partner to do the right thing, to follow all the right procedures, or something could go sideways really quickly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what you're saying is absolutely correct. And when you hear of situations like that in the news, there's a really good chance that's exactly what happened. You had two people who were, you know, maybe working together and weren't good partners or you know, what you're saying is correct. Like, in other words, if you're doing that job, because I did it for about 3 years, the last 3 years of my career, you and your partner almost instinctively have to know what the other is going to do at all times without even saying it, because things can get hairy real quick. And that's why you read about some of the things you do in the news when these escapes and whatnot happen.
Yeah. Now, he died at a very young age, just 61. What a shame, man.
Yeah. Well, he was diabetic. He had one of those insulin pumps that automatically, you know, adjusted for your blood sugar and your eating habits and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But that undoubtedly had something contribute to it, because, you know, diabetes is very hard on the body.
Timothy Willingham, man, yeah. What is your fondest memory of him, Joe?
Well, just, it's going to sound strange for me to mention this, but, you know, in the later years of his life, okay, because of diabetes and whatnot, and he was, you know, overweight, okay? Mm-hmm. But in spite of that, and in spite of how he could have easily been hurt by an inmate who was, you know, these guys are in there, they lift weights, Bob, you know that. And some of these guys are bruisers. So, and I remember in one incident where a guy was acting up and Tim was escorting him, and he was locked in this hallway with this guy and a couple other guys. And, you know, I had to go in with him and unlock the gate to get in with him. But until that time, he was right there, and he could have been hurt pretty bad if the guy had, you know, decided to do it, and he would have been in there by himself. But he did not even hesitate. I mean, I'll always remember that, just because I was just so impressed by, you know, his nerves that day.
Probably what saved him.
Yeah.
He figured, this guy's not afraid of me. Well, listen, Joe, we appreciate you bringing Tim Willingham to our attention, and for joining in on it. Appreciate it very much.
Well, hey, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. I don't know if you wanted to do it today or some other day. There's a story I have, a really good feel-good story I want to share with you and the other Bob who comes on at 3 o'clock. And it's about a veteran who was very low, and he got his life back together. So I'd like to call you with that someday, because I think you're really going to. Yeah. Okay.
Be happy to. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Our
Thank
friend
you,
Joe
Bob.
From Berwick. Thanks very much, my friend. Veterans Tribute for today, brought to you, or for this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny and breezy, high 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Thursday, cloudy and windy, chance of flurries, high 32. Friday, partly sunny and much colder, 25 degrees. At 10:43, according to my Bicardo Jewelers watch, it's 32 degrees at the studios.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Jones. Murph says he had the number one hit in the UK with his version of Porter Wagoner's Green, Green Grass of Home. Oh, you love Tom Jones. Absolutely love him. Hey, somebody text in. Bob, LTS, wondering if any of your listeners have had this experience. I just came from a grocery store, Shields in Dunmore, great store, and my change was $10.13. The cashier was a young girl, very pleasant. She gave me $10 and a dime and said, "We don't give out pennies anymore." I thought that was odd. And she said, "Yeah, we're not getting them anymore from the bank." And then when I kind of pushed it, you gave me a nickel. Well, that is interesting because I was a penny collector forever. Fascinating. Yeah, they just discontinued making the penny because it was costing way too much and didn't have a lot of value. I think they'll round their prices up at some point. Oh, that's an interesting story. Hey, Donald from Pittston. Calling on Chuck Wepner and Jerry Tomasetti. How are you, Donald?
Yeah, I've been so much hosting Mohammed Waterboy in 74 and 75.
Really?
As a kid, yeah. My dad, how it happened, my dad was in the insurance business, and he went down there. He wanted new territory, and he went down there, and he had these, like, ink pens with his name on. We passed them out, and it was wonderful. He used to train down there. Larry Holmes was the main sparring partner for Ali. Uh-huh. And Archie Moore, the kid, some guys have the kid gavel on, the bolo punch, and... Oh, it was an exciting time. Anyway, how I know Jerry, I met him back in the 90s because I used to drive him. I was in the transportation business. He used to always request me because he used to be Tom Munley's caretaker for his kids. Good friends with Tom Munley, the attorney. They became a judge. And Jerry told me the whole story. He beat Chuck the first fight. The second fight, he lost. And then the third fight, I think he said right after Ellie, he got $25,000. And he got beat in that fight. So, yeah, he lost 2-1. Big, massive guy, Jerry. Tall, nicest guy in the world, though.
But Wepner was so big, he made Jerry look small.
Yeah, I was shocked. He said he was 210 pounds. You know, now, But yeah, that was what happened. Well, as far as with Ali, but Larry Holmes was his main sparring partner. So that was like rope and dope. He'd say, Ali, lay on the ropes. And he'd say, Larry, hit me as hard as you could. So something was going on with that. I mean, I think that was, he had that planned by Ali all along. And I used to go up there, and they said, you know, the camp's not open. My dad dropped me off early. I was like a fly in the wall. Then my father talked to Angelo Dundee. That big guy was Angelo Dundee.
Yeah.
About investments and stuff. He said, okay, I'll take care of the kid. Bring the kid, you my word. He was the boss, Angelo Dundee. Whatever he said went. And he said, yeah, I'll take care of the kid. Let him come up here. It was outhouses. And yeah, I was with that Drew Boudini Brown, the one guy that like a butterfly, skinned like a bee guy.
Yes.
So how I got him, I was always like a PR guy. And this guy was a big ladies man. And I said, the girls will come around. And I said, you can't be with these women. Let me be your water boy. And he oh, yeah, good idea. I said, you know, so then he'd be there talking to the woman. And I said, I'll get this, I get this, you know, the buckets, and I'll pump the water from the well, and I'd bring him back. Oh, it was a good time. And there's so much. I have pictures and everything. It was just a wonderful time in my life. But what happened with Chuck, I want to get to the knockdown now. Their feet did get tangled.
Yes.
But what happened was Chuck did knock him down, but Ali, he would have screamed, you know, Ali, I slipped. He couldn't scream because Chuck knocked the wind out of him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He got up. And that's why he wasn't yelling and screaming. It was a slip or something. So their feet did get tangled. It was a legitimate knockdown.
Well, one of the things they asked Chuck Wepner before the fight, he said, are you afraid of Muhammad Ali? He says, I did 3 years in the Marines. I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah, Chuck was a big guy. He was a tough guy. I don't think he wasn't.
Yeah.
He fought, you know, he fought some tough characters.
Buster like Mathis, said, that's listen. Another name I didn't get to bring up. But here's the thing now. I'm surprised at this. Here's what his fight record says. He fought Jerry Tomasetti at Madison Square Garden December 18, 1964. He won. Then he fought Jerry Tomasetti February of 66. He won. And then they fought again in 67, July. Tomasetti won. That's the exact opposite of what I remembered. Bloomberg Money Minute. We'll be back.
No,
just so everybody knows, Tommy P, he's going to be on patrol on Apple Street, Dunmore. Doesn't matter the weather. It's like he's like the mailman. Hey, that is the Occasions with a K. Murph says they moved up to number 5 with their hit Girl Watcher. This date, 1968. Yeah, look, I got to get to Mother Teresa for today because I forgot yesterday. Yeah, and I told Mary I did this. I'm so happy she stays persistent with me. But what I do is I'll read it to myself and contemplate it during a commercial break or whatever. And then I think I read it on the air. But here's Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for December 2nd. She says, open your hearts to the love of God. He loves you with tenderness. And he will give you not just to give, but to share. And when you are praying, ask for courage so that when you give, you can give until it hurts. This kind of giving is love in action. Remarkable. The thing is that when we read these messages from St. Teresa, you know she lived it to her personal detriment. December 3rd, St. Teresa. She said, never worry about numbers. Help one person at a time and always start with the person nearest you. You know, when someone like Mother Teresa is possessed of so much wisdom, and then you know she lived that wisdom, it's amazing. Somebody said, I saw Tommy P on patrol, thought he was an ICE agent. No, you're safe. Even if you're an illegal, you're safe. Tommy's not, he's not tracking anybody down. Anyway, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me that it is going to be 11 o'clock. I'll tell you when on the nose because I'm watching my sweep hand. And when it is, we're going to go to the news with Brian Hughes. There we go. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.